right, gang. The Masters has just started. It is streaming, so I'm going to make this short and quick. Thursday, April 11th, John DeBella Show, Daily Podcast. Here we are. We talk golf right off the bat, as it's the Holy Week for people like Steve and I, and we went right straight into the lowbrow. Following that highfalutin opening, fudginas are a thing, which you can eat, and we discussed. And speaking of which, Uranus Fudge Factory is also a thing. Natty Light can be yours. Yeah, we covered a lot of disgusting things today. You can win some Natural Light beer, and we discussed beer and many other foods today when we hit the phones for Am I Weird? People called up and confessed to the strange and bizarre things they do, and we determined, well, if they're weird or not. And we hit Sud slogans up in an effort to get you to our locals-only beer fest, which is this Saturday. Ketchup has gone crazy. There's a lot of culinary and food-related discussion on the show today. I'm getting hungry. You know what? I'm going to get myself something to eat while I get back to the Masters stream here. All right, so enjoy. Here you go. It is the Daily Podcast.
In Atlanta, or what? Or in Georgia?
What a weekend! I'm so excited.
Hello, friends.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, the God. Only way you to start today's broadcast.
I'm telling you, you two are just hilarious to watch. I mean, all right, the Masters starts today, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
It starts today.
A couple hours.
And you guys have been talking about it for almost 2 weeks.
I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. John, it's a holiday, John. Yeah.
This weekend.
Why am I working then?
This weekend is phenomenal. Masters starts today.
Right.
Beer Fest on Saturday.
Right.
The Sixers begin their playoffs on Saturday afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And then
Sunday night, Game of Thrones.
You end the Masters on Sunday, and you roll right into Game of Thrones, and I think I might just die.
Or call your doctor.
Oh, my God.
After the 4 hours.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun, fun weekend. Yep. And it's going to be a fun show.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Play that funky music, white boy.
102.9.
What do you want, man? You tripping.
MGK.
Speaking of things that are coming up, obviously, Easter is just a little over a week away, a week from Sunday. You know, what are you doing for the boys for Easter?
Are they getting
baskets?
Absolutely. Yeah. From about five different people, I would imagine. My grandma has always had a long-running egg hunt in her backyard.
I don't know if we'll do an egg hunt or anything, but I'll get a basket. I saw something that would be more for us, a video of a parent hiding craft beers in their yard for their grown-up children. I would like my mom to do that. So, Mom, I know my dad's listening. Dad, can you have Mom do that, please?
Well, speaking of things that you could be hiding around the area, you know, there's so many different candies you can have. So many people are in love with the cream egg thing.
Sure, Cadbury.
Classic. Yeah.
The mini ones?
You like those? Oh, I like so the mini. I don't like the big ones. The big ones,
they're a little much, and I need like a gallon of milk to get through one of them.
No. Well, they've got something new over in England that you might want to try.
Okay.
And they come in vanilla or they come in white chocolate and strawberry chocolate, you know.
Good flavors.
All right, so you got, there's a white one, there's a brown one, there's a pink one.
Okay.
Right, they're called and they taste exactly like cream eggs. They're called fudginas.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Yeah, fudginas.
Why is that the name?
Because of their shape.
Nice.
All right. Right. I'm trying to find a picture of it, and I'm worried that I'm going to get in trouble by IT for searching fudge giant.
You're going to get in trouble. Can you imagine what Bill's going to say to me? You did a fudgina story? Yeah. I mean, you'd have to ship this really fast. You know, they could probably DHL it overnight.
That's right. There's tons of fudge packers. They'll help you out.
They'll get them filled up. They'll fill those boxes. Yeah.
In a jiffy.
The fudgina.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
Speaking of all good, because I got stuck on sugar because of the fudgina.
Yeah.
Right?
How did you not?
Which Cindy finds to be a waste of chocolate.
Yeah. Somebody found a way to ruin chocolate for me.
Well, if you don't want the fudgina, I just got a text from somebody who says that there is there's a town in Missouri that's called Uranus. All right?
And I will never not laugh at that.
I know. All right. I'm never going to say Uranus. All right?
Right.
Yeah, they've tried. But, you know, I'm sorry. You told us Uranus for far too long.
You're an ass if you say Uranus.
You got it. Well, in Uranus, Missouri, they have a company called The Uranus Fudge Factory.
Oh, boy.
It's almost obligatory.
That's someone who gets it.
Yeah, I would hope so.
That person 2020.
So if you had to make a choice, right, Cindy, between having a vagina, right, or Uranus Fudge, which would you go with?
I'd take the Uranus Fudge.
Okay.
Oh, this is so good. I hope Bill's up early listening.
We're
going to
hear this.
This is usually the first break he catches, so yeah, it's actually pretty
that
perfect.
Is awesome.
We're going to hear about this later on.
Oh, my God, I'm on the website. And a pop-up just came up and it says, probe Uranus. Is deeper.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It gets ridiculous, some of these things.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Just ridiculous. It's evil.
102.9.
Ridiculous.
MGK.
So yesterday, we're sitting in the office, and Khaleesi, our former intern, comes in to say hi, and you know she's doing some stuff around the station. And we get into this conversation, and Cindy, I don't know, maybe you have one yourself. I don't know about you guys. Well, Dave, you weren't in the office when this happened, mm-hmm. right? But she told us, right, that she puts ranch dressing on hot dogs.
Which is, it's weird.
It's weird.
Flat out weird. It's not, oh, it's
interesting. Yeah, I don't think it's disgusting. It is weird, though.
It's weird. Yeah. It's weird, right? And then she said, but the other thing she does is she puts strawberry jam on chicken nuggets.
Like,
it's very kiddie.
Don't soil strawberry jelly with chicken nuggets. And she sent me she did it last night. She sent me a photo of it.
Right. You know,
I mean, really?
Literally strawberry jelly on her chicken nuggets. And she's got
looks
fries
like my toddler's
and
chair.
And it's not even like dipping it or something like that. She covers it with this stuff.
Yeah, it's right? weird.
Right. It's very weird. But which brought up the question, what do you do that's weird? And we'll be the determining factor, all right? You know?
And it doesn't, it's not just food.
Yeah. No, it's not just food, all right? You know, how weird, and you know, we'll make it Am I Weird Thursday.
Okay.
We'll make it Am I Weird Thursday. Call us here in the studio with something you do that might be out of the ordinary. It doesn't necessarily just have to be food. Like my wife, I find this very weird, right? My wife will not enter the house through any door she did not exit it from.
That's very weird.
It's bizarre.
All right. Yeah, she goes out the front door, she's got to come in the front door.
That's
she goes out the garage door, she's got to come in the garage door.
That's OCD.
It's like, no, it's weird. It's damn weird, you know?
Very much
so. You know, I don't really have one of those. I have superstitions, which might be weird, but I don't want to turn this into a superstition conversation.
Right.
Give Dave and I about 10 minutes. We'll come back with a couple answers for you.
I have one. I'll fess up to it. Yeah, I still drop my pants all the way to my ankles when I go number one, which is very disconcerting.
No wonder why you go to a completely different floor in the building.
No, okay. I'm messing around. The green pepper thing, I think, is well known. We've discussed that before. I eat it like an apple. That's weird. The weird thing that I do, I've never admitted this before, except my son knows it because he loves it, is I sing like pop songs that are on the air as like death metal rock songs. Uh-huh. And he thinks it's hilarious. So, or even like, what do we just play? Def Leppard. So I'd be like in my car with that on the radio. Pour some sugar on me. In the name of love, pour some sugar on me. Cracks my son up, I do it alone in the car.
Oh, no.
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, God.
It's just fun. Get the demons out.
So it's Am I Weird Thursday. What strange thing do you do? And we will be the determining factor here in the studio if you are weird or not. 215-263-WMGK. We have declared it. Is it, you know, Am I Weird Thursday? So if there's something that you question that you do, maybe it has something to the way you eat. Like, take Steve, for example. Cindy, right? Do you realize Steve, when he goes to the bathroom to do number two?
Make sure you say that only in my house.
Only in his house.
Thank you.
He sits on the porcelain, not on the seat.
Ew.
Yes, right.
So bizarre.
It is. Yes,
he's weird.
I agree.
He is weird.
But I at least am able to keep it clean in my own house.
Right.
That's why I don't do it in this cesspool of a building.
That's a good idea.
Thank you, Cindy. So Cindy's going to try it.
I'm just sort of curious, right? Right. So sitting on the seat, you would soil the seat if you sat on the seat at home?
No, it's because I don't like how the seat, I feel like the seat pushes my butt cheeks together.
Oh, my God. Dude, you have issues.
Yes, he's weird. Are you? Let us know what the weird thing is that you do. 215-263-WMGK. Because of a conversation we had yesterday with our former intern, Khaleesi, who she made it, it's an absolute fact, she puts ranch dressing on her hot dogs,
yeah,
all right, and puts strawberry jam on her chicken nuggets.
Correct. And she sent me a photo of it last night. She was having dinner.
Right. Which we found weird. We declared her weird name. We said, you know what? We should find out what other people do and make it Am I Weird Thursday. So the number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. We got a bunch of people who are lined up already, and we'll find out. Well, let's see what they're up to. Let's start with Art here. Good morning, Art. How you doing?
Very good, John. Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. So what's your strange thing? We'll determine if you're weird or not for Am I Weird Thursday. Tell us about it.
Well, we like to put cream cheese on corn on the cob.
What do you mean we? The whole family does this?
The whole family does it, yes.
Dave, cream cheese on corn on the cob.
That is weird.
Steve?
Yeah, it's bizarre. You're weird. Yeah.
You're getting a three-way weird on that one. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, Mike, what's it for you?
So I put yellow mustard on Elio's pizza. No other pizza, just Elio's.
Just Elio's pizza.
Well, it sticks with the cheap quality.
It doesn't even matter what you're putting it on. If you're using yellow mustard, I think you're weird.
You're personal, a spicy mustard person?
Yes, that's a personal preference.
I can't stand yellow mustard, but I'm just going to go with weird because he puts it even on Elio's pizza.
Sure.
Yeah, any pizza. No, that's straight weird.
Over to Mike. Mike?
Who are you catching, guys? How you guys doing?
We're doing good. How are you doing?
Excellent.
All right, so what's your thing?
Okay, I was just telling the guy, I have morning tea, and what I put in my tea is everything from cereal to little mini chocolate M&Ms or Reese's Cups or anything that's basically sugar-based, I throw it in there. Peanut butter, I put everything in there. My girlfriend calls it everything but tea.
Is there tea in the tea?
No, there's not.
There's no tea, so it's just hot water and whatever you decide to throw into it.
Exactly. Usually it's water, it's either ice cream, it's either chocolate-based, or it's, and again, usually winds up being cereal, which is like either everything from Total to like Special K to Cheerios, honey, not Cheerios.
Mike, how did that start?
Back in the 80s, I'd be eating my cereal. My mother would be on the telephone drinking her coffee, and I'd have my Frosted Flakes next to my cereal eating it. My mother would just grab the box out of my hand and start putting Frosted Flakes in her coffee.
You inherited the weirdness.
Yes, I did.
Wow. Wow.
You were indoctrinated into this.
Mike has already accepted the fact that he is weird. He didn't even need us.
I had a friend of mine over one time sit there and said, dude, what are you doing? I'm like, what? I just put the cereal in there. He goes, that's not normal. I'm like, well, I never said I was normal. He goes, that's the strangest thing I've ever seen, dude. He goes, that's not right. I'm like, what are you going to do, man? I said, I've been it for the last 35 years.
Mike, have a great morning. Hey, Joe, what do you do?
I put Chips Ahoy chocolate chip cookies and dip them in my Campbell's chicken noodle soup.
What? That's disgusting.
Wow. I don't think so. It's good.
How you voting, Steve?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, is there any other option than weird?
Yeah, no, it's entirely weird.
You got all three, dude.
Does it have to be chicken noodle soup, or is it any soup?
No, chicken noodle. All right.
That's especially weird.
Yeah. Well, you know, Famous Amos, when he wasn't making cookies, he was having soup. Okay, Don, what's it for you? Here it is. Am I Weird Thursday? What is the thing that you do that one might consider weird?
Well, I can't open my mail until I organize it alphabetically by return address.
This is the strangest damn thing I've ever heard in my life. Well, so it doesn't matter. If you got a bill from a company, say it was Pico, you would move that back from Aunt Alice.
Yeah.
Why?
Insane.
I don't know. I think it's an OCD problem, but
yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
I work a lot of hours, so my mail kind of piles up through the week.
I see.
And then Saturday morning while I'm drinking coffee and going through the mail, I don't know, like I said, when it started, but I'll put it in alphabetical order by return address. And the stuff that comes to you, you know, the advertisements and the flyers and all that, there's always an address on it somewhere.
Wait a second, you even do it with the crap mail?
Yes.
Don, you're the winner, right? You got it. You are the weirdest we've come across today.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Silent Green is people!
You damn dirty ape!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Silent Green.
MGK.
If you would like to be at the Locals Only Beer Fest this coming Saturday, and there are still some tickets available. You can only get them through WMGCat.com. There's no paying for them at the door. We're talking about 50 beers from 25 of the best local breweries in our area. Well, we've got some extra tickets this morning, and coming up at 7:40 this morning, we'll give you sud slogans. We'll give you slogans that were used to sell beer, and if you can identify the beer, you will walk away with a pair of tickets to the Locals Only Beer Fest. So that is coming up at 7:40, but because of the Masters, and I know, I mean, guys, there's a prize in this for you.
Really?
Yep. Get excited.
$1.5 million?
Nope, because you could win a ton of free beer this Sunday.
Okay. All right, That'll work.
Natural Light is randomly giving away a year's worth of beer to someone on Twitter every time a golfer makes a birdie in the final round of the Masters.
That's kind of cool.
All right.
You're a college kid.
Right.
Natty Light, you said, right?
Yeah, Natty Light, I said. All right. To enter, you have to log on this Sunday and tweet, hashtag birdie light or hashtag sweepstakes.
Hashtag birdie light.
Our intern's getting excited.
Yeah.
I might get to it.
Nothing says college like Natty Light.
Yeah. Nothing says the class of Augusta like Natty Light.
Natty Light. Is there a slogan for Natty Light? What's the Natty Light slogan? God. Anybody know that one?
You could have ate poop.
It's kind of like the old Ort Leaves. It was the old Ort Leaves slogan. It's what was at the bottom of the tank.
What do you think this sound is?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Could you make a sound like that?
102.9 MGK.
If you would like a pair of tickets for the Locals Only Beer Fest, it's time for Sud's slogans. Yep, this Saturday, it's the Locals Only Beer Fest, our third annual one at the Independent Seaport Museum. And you could be there. All you got to do is tell us what beer the slogan we give you is for. And we'll give you a pair of tickets. You get to hang with the air staff, enjoy some great views. 50 craft beers from the best of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and DeBellaware's breweries. No tickets are sold the day of the event.
Right.
You got to get them ahead of time. And if you want to do that, you at WMGK.com. Use the keyword locals. Let's start off this morning with Carrie. Good morning, Carrie. How you doing?
Good. It's Terry.
Oh, it's Terry?
Yes.
All right. All right, Terry. All right. So you understand what we got to do here. We're going to give you a slogan for a beer, all right, and you have to tell us which beer that is. If you do that correctly, you will walk away with a pair of tickets at a Locals Only Beer Fest. You ready?
Yeah, make it easy.
Okay.
This one's fairly easy, Terry.
Okay. All right.
Are you ready?
Yep.
It's Australian for beer.
That's the slogan?
That's the slogan. It's Australian for beer.
No, I just made it up.
Steve's drunk.
It's Australian for beer.
5 seconds.
Come on, this one is easy.
This is probably the easiest one we got this morning.
Nope.
I'm sorry. Your time is up. We go over to Glenn. Glenn, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right. Well, hopefully you will do better than Terry. All right. Give one to Glenn. We'll give you the slogan. You give us the beer, okay?
Should we tell people what the last one was?
No, in case we need to go back to it.
Yeah, we might need to go back to it.
All right. Here's a new
Although
one.
Although a large amount of people are going, you idiot.
Yeah. Screaming. Okay. Glenn, here we go. It's all about the beer.
It's all about the beer.
All about the beer. Wow.
This was actually kind of tough.
Yeah.
All about the beer.
You know what? We should mention that not all of these are fully current. Some might be a little older. Beer slogans that have, they're either current, they're really old, or they've used in the past.
I knew the last one.
Well, unfortunately, we didn't ask you that question.
All right. I'm going to go Miller Lite.
Miller Lite is incorrect. All right. That now takes us on over to Linda. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, guys.
All right. Booyakasha. All right. All right. All right. What do you got for Linda?
All right, Linda. If you've got the time, we've got the beer.
The time. We've got the beer. God, with all my years of beer experience, I should know this.
It was a jingle.
It was a jingle.
Okay, how does it? Can you sing it for a drop?
Well, not without using the words. If you've got the time, we've got the beer. Name right here.
Miller High Life.
Miller High Life. Yeah,
she did say it.
Well, no, yeah, we know
she
no,
did
but
say
it's Miller.
It.
It's Miller.
Did say it.
It's Miller.
Guys, these are tough. Give it
it's
to her.
It's Miller. All right. Give her a pair of tickets.
It's a champagne of beer.
It's a champagne of bottled beers.
It wasn't Miller, but you got the company.
She
right?
said Miller.
Let's give Steve a shot here. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
All right, what do you got for Steve, Dave?
All right, this is one of my favorites. Head
can
for
I do the first one.
No, you can't do the first one either.
I think you'll get this one. Head for the mountains.
Coors.
It was a coin flip for mountains.
No, man. I'm sorry. That's incorrect. Let's head over. Ooh, let's head over to Will.
I've got one that Will, you got to get this. It's very easy. You never forget your first girl.
Oh, St. Pauli girl.
Yeah!
There we go. Hold on. You get yourself a pair of tickets to the Locals Only Beer Fest. All right. Let's move to Marge. All right. Good morning, Marge.
Hey, how you doing, John?
We're doing fine. All right, what do you got for Marge?
I'm going to kick it a little old school here. Here you go, Marge. The one beer to have when you are having more than one.
Oh, that's a jingle, too. Bum-ba is the one beer to have when you're having more
Marge
than one.
Marge isn't singing along. What do you think, Marge?
Bush
is incorrect. Oh, all right, let's do one more. Let's give Al a try over here. Come on, Al.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing fine. All right, good.
I've got one for you, Al.
Okay.
It's Australian for beer.
Foster's.
Yeah!
Foster's.
Hold on, you got a pair. All right, should we throw one more in there?
Yeah, what the heck?
All right, last one.
Let's go to Debbie. Debbie, it's come down to you, the last person taking a shot at this. All right, what do you got for Debbie?
All right, sort of a trick. Pay attention here. Beer that made Milwaukee famous.
Old Milwaukee.
I thought that might happen. I had a feeling that would happen.
Schlitz.
Yeah.
Schlitz.
I'm actually old enough to remember that, too.
And by the way, Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Madness.
102.9.
Madness.
MGK.
Speaking of strange things, remember a couple of weeks ago I told you about how Heinz was putting out that mayo chup?
Uh-huh.
I actually saw it in a Giant the other day. All right, right. Well, it seems they've created a monster. All right, now we've got mayo chup. They've got mayo must, right? And mayo Q.
Terrible names.
Mayo Q.
Barbecue. Gotcha. Barbecue sauce and mayo.
That sounds good.
Right? Mustard and mayo. Right? And, of course, the ketchup and mayo. We all know that as Russian dressing, right? And now they have something called Cranch.
What is
ranch
that?
Ranch and ketchup.
Ranch dressing and
with
ketchup.
The cat, gotcha, yeah.
Right. Make me cute.
I don't particularly like
John DeBella.
For the same reason that I dislike
the John DeBella Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.